thanks for joining us for Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're sharing some tips for people who are just getting married, some newlywed listeners. And these tips come from Forbes.com, and they're talking about how finances can either be a burden or something that is managed in a marriage. And we want to make sure it's manageable. And it's a transition, I think, that every couple has to go through when they first get married. So the first tip is to talk about your financial goals and habits. And what kind of conversations did you grow up with surrounding money from your parents? Also, discuss your current money habits, whether you live paycheck to paycheck, whether you're a saver, or how you decide whether or not to buy something, etc. So don't stress out if there are differences in your marriage. You can create a setup that works for both of you, even if you have different approaches to money. The second tip is to look at all the numbers. You know, with all your financial documents, tally it all up, all your assets, your savings, your checking, your retirement, and even your debts, yes, school loans, credit card bills, etc. Determine your net worth by subtracting your debts from your assets. Get it all out there. Let everything be known. Be honest. Open communication without judgment is established. And then it shouldn't be so scary to talk openly about your finances. Set some financial goals. Think about setting three goals. Maybe one for emergency funds, like a 3 to 6 months savings, a 1 to 5 year long-term goal, and also maybe a long-term goal, like a retirement or a child's future education fund. Create a budget. All of your essential costs, if you aren't sure how much you spend on various categories like eating out, track your spending for at least a month or use a service like Mint or LearnVest. Also, your budget can help you reach your goals. Try to live off of 70% of your take-home pay and use the other 30% for savings and debt. And make sure to stop accruing more debt. That's a hard one. Decide how to set up your savings accounts or your accounts in general. As a newlywed couple, you have all of your accounts joint. You can have all of your accounts joint or a combination of joint and separate accounts, and just decide what works best for you guys. Also, designate a bill payer and a weekly or biweekly money meeting. One person should be made responsible for paying the bills in the relationship, but the other should always be aware of what's happening with all of the finances. So make sure to meet regularly about money and talk about how it's going and how you are working toward making steps to reach your goal. So we have more tips about finances for newlyweds coming up on Mormon Channel Daily. And marriage can be a wonderful partnership, just like President Hinckley said in this quote. He said, "In my judgment, the real essence of happiness in marriage lies not so much in romance as an anxious concern for the comfort and well-being of one's companion. Marriage, in the truest sense, is a partnership of equals, with neither exercising dominion over the other, but rather with each encouraging and assisting the other in whatever responsibilities and aspirations he or she might have." Wise words for sure. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Jennifer Stagg. Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.